Task 3. You will hear part of a program. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps according to what you hear. Gap 0 is an example. Now read the notes.
I have the best job in the world. Why? Because I get paid to learn. I've been teaching high school since 1981. And every day my students teach me something new. I've always been excited to get up and go to work in the morning. Until about 5 years ago, when I became extremely disillusioned with this profession that I love. It seemed to me that my high school students were becoming less curious. So I made a decision that I was going to radically change my teaching practice for the benefit of my students, but also for the health of our democracy. Despite recent efforts at school redesign, many high school students are in classrooms where they are being asked to absorb massive amounts of information and then regurgitate it back on a test. Technology has had untold benefits for our profession of education. Yet teens' addiction to their devices may be significantly altering the way their brains are wired, making them more distractible, less able to focus, and less likely to complete tasks. Recent research on smartphone and screen use indicates that prolonged use of these devices by teenagers may promote antisocial behavior, depression, and loneliness. Ask any high school teacher or any parent of a teenager, and they will tell you that the enemy of critical thinking and social interaction is the screen. I began to think, what if I grounded my teaching in questions rather than answers? So I decided to do something radical. I turned my classroom over to my students. In my classroom, students sit around an oval table. They read difficult primary source materials, and they solve difficult challenges that I put before them. They may not merely write down what I say, because I am not talking. In my classroom, there are no cell phones allowed. My students actually asked for this rule at the beginning of school. But now it's April 5th, and they're a little irritated at me because I'm still enforcing this rule. But in my classroom, students aren't looking at screens. They're looking at each other when I challenge them to engage in their own conversations. At the beginning, I had to start by teaching the skills of civil discourse. How does one use eye contact, active listening, and how do you demonstrate respect and tolerance for someone else who has a completely different opinion than you do? The most difficult task was teaching my young students how to ask questions. I am no longer disillusioned with my job. In fact, I'm re-energized and I'm having more fun than ever because I'm watching my students relearn how to be curious, how to find their own voice, and how to drive their own learning.
Now, listen again.
I have the best job in the world. Why? Because I get paid to learn. I've been teaching high school since 1981. And every day my students teach me something new. I've always been excited to get up and go to work in the morning. Until about 5 years ago, when I became extremely disillusioned with this profession that I love. It seemed to me that my high school students were becoming less curious. So I made a decision that I was going to radically change my teaching practice for the benefit of my students, but also for the health of our democracy. Despite recent efforts at school redesign, many high school students are in classrooms where they are being asked to absorb massive amounts of information and then regurgitate it back on a test. Technology has had untold benefits for our profession of education. Yet teens' addiction to their devices may be significantly altering the way their brains are wired, making them more distractible, less able to focus, and less likely to complete tasks. Recent research on smartphone and screen use indicates that prolonged use of these devices by teenagers may promote antisocial behavior, depression, and loneliness. Ask any high school teacher or any parent of a teenager, and they will tell you that the enemy of critical thinking and social interaction is the screen. I began to think, what if I grounded my teaching in questions rather than answers? So I decided to do something radical. I turned my classroom over to my students. In my classroom, students sit around an oval table. They read difficult primary source materials, and they solve difficult challenges that I put before them. They may not merely write down what I say, because I am not talking. In my classroom, there are no cell phones allowed. My students actually asked for this rule at the beginning of school. But now it's April 5th, and they're a little irritated at me because I'm still enforcing this rule. But in my classroom, students aren't looking at screens. They're looking at each other when I challenge them to engage in their own conversations. At the beginning, I had to start by teaching the skills of civil discourse. How does one use eye contact, active listening, and how do you demonstrate respect and tolerance for someone else who has a completely different opinion than you do? The most difficult task was teaching my young students how to ask questions. I am no longer disillusioned with my job. In fact, I'm re-energized and I'm having more fun than ever because I'm watching my students relearn how to be curious, how to find their own voice, and how to drive their own learning.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.